done so, follow us on all things socials at Prepare, Perform, Prosper, our website, ppphealth.net, and all things. Hello, welcome to the PPP Performance and Physical Therapy Podcast, where we upgrade your health and performance with the precision that you deserve. I'm your host, Charles Sams III, and today we'll be discussing in-season training. Three key points. One, why do we train during the season? Two, why less is more during the season, in the season? And three, how do we do it? Now, if you haven't already done so, please follow us on all socials at Prepare, Perform, Prosper. And you can also subscribe to our podcast on Apple and Spotify to make sure you receive a notification at the PPP Performance and Health Network. Now let's get into it. So, number one, why do I suggest training in season? To drive this point home, I like to use an analogy that ties money and energy together. So I want to ask yourself, is there ever a good time to stop making money, saving money, and investing? The answer is no. Therefore, we must think of our training as a budget. During the off season, we can spend more energy, money on training hard to get adaptations, a return faster. During the season, we still want to improve, but our budget is a little bit tighter on spending that energy. In order for us to continue to make incremental improvements or to continue to save, we must make sure that we're training in the season. So from a performance perspective, by training in season, this allows us to save the big improvements that we made from the off season, invest our time wisely, and spend energy precisely to make our adaptations. And while we're making those smaller returns from the training, we can continue to keep our health robust while continuing to improve in our sport. So as we dive deep into it, we have to understand that less is more. You can't train in the season just like you do in the off season. We do need to get after it. We do need to train hard, but you can't go as hard as you do in the off season. So whenever you're thinking about training, it's not just strength training. There's a lot of different skills and adaptations that you can acquire in your speed, your energy systems or conditioning, your power and your movement, which is your range of motion as well as your movement skills. So during this time, less is definitely more. And we have found this to be true in whenever we're working with team sport athletes in a team setting, as well as in a private setting. So there's a study that I found very useful and corroborated what we're discussing here. So in a research that was published in the Journal of Sports Science and Medicine, researchers placed soccer players in two groups, one with higher volumes of plyometrics and another with lower volume and higher frequency plyometrics. So in that high volume group, they had two sessions with a total of 82 jumps across the week. And in a low volume group with high frequency, they had four sessions, much shorter, and had 41 plyometric jumps across the entire week. So we're looking at 10 jumps per session. When they're over an 8-week period of time, both groups improved their acceleration, their reactive strength, their lower body power, and there was no difference between the groups. Now, I don't know about you, but I would much rather work smarter and get more of a return than to work extremely hard to get the same. There's nothing wrong with working hard, but in the season, the purpose is to make sure we're available so that we can do well and do what we love. So to drive this point home, I like to ask our athletes, would you like to work 20 hours and make $100,000? The answer is pretty self-evident. So with that, we have been utilizing this structure across multiple qualities where the athletes need to develop their conditioning, where they need to develop their power, need to develop their strength across our teams in a school setting, as well as with our clients in a private setting over the last 7 years. It's been an incredible use of time, and now we are more open to it in our field. There's a lot of our major SNC guys that have big voices talk about microdosing. You got Daniel Bove, you have Corey Schlesinger, and they have great resources on understanding microdosing training in season, especially in the basketball space. But we have been able to see this across all spaces. Like we've had in-season athletes in every single sport, from tennis, football, basketball, track, all the sports. So the principles apply all the way across, which leads us to our third point is, how do we do it? Now, this is a little more nuanced because as you start to get into the settings, each athlete has different demands. They have different training histories. They're strong in different areas, and there's other areas that they need to develop. So we need to ask the question, what are my strengths on the court and on the field? Am I already strong? Am I already really fast? Am I agile? Am I very, very quick? And then we have to ask, what do I need to develop? Do I need more speed? Do I need more strength? Do I need more mobility? Do I need more food? What are the things that I need to focus on that's gonna give me the biggest return? And usually you have your strength coaches or your performance coaches, PCs, that can give you this good amount of information, but sometimes you gotta ask your coach, like, am I fast enough? Am I strong enough? What are some things that I need to work on? And then you can be able to implement that. Now here at PPP, we have a very robust assessment process that allows our coaches and practitioners to be able to guide our athletes and patients during this process. And it's been overwhelmingly successful. So it's very, very essential. And being able to have that framework to know what I need to develop and where I'm already great at allows you to be able to invest your time more precisely. To give you a good overall surveillance view of what's been successful for us is typically in a high school and youth setting, you need to be strong enough. Most athletes aren't strong enough. They're usually lacking strength somewhere, or either around the ankle, around the hip and the lumbopelvic area, around the core, or they're just lacking general strength all the way across. So we have seen outsized returns by making sure that they're strong enough and they continue to get stronger. And we usually don't have more than 10 working sets per week for any area that we're trying to develop. So we're able to move the needle with that. Now we do have we've had plenty of also on the other side, outlier cases where athletes are very strong. They need to be a little bit more powerful to be successful in season. So we have to be very nuanced in when and where and how we do it. And in the same breath, you know, high school and youth athletes are still developing. So there's a huge window of improvement. So you still wanna keep at it, still training with a good amount of tent. And so you're training hard, you're getting after it, but you're being smart and you're not doing a lot of sets and a lot of reps. You shouldn't be trashed after a session. At the professional level, this gets very robust. Like, it takes a lot of communication, a lot of understanding of travel needs, playing demands, if you're coming off any type of injuries. But overall, for the most part, and there's a bias, but you know, with my athlete population being a lot of basketball players all over in multiple continents, we need to make sure that they don't get too stiff, right? So from our standpoint, and from the professional athlete groups and collegiate athlete groups that we work with and we still consult with, we need to make sure that they're maintaining a good ratio of explosiveness, but also range of motion and access to different joints, and primarily in the hips, knees, ankles. We want to make sure that while they need to be explosive and they need to cut and they need to do things fast, which being stiff definitely helps, as you start to have too much stiffness, you start to have more of a dependency on your connective tissue. And that's where you get the ligament issues, you get the tendon issues, and it becomes a headache. And with these guys, it becomes an inhibitor of them being able to make more money. So we need to make sure that we're being smart with their loads and understanding their needs, because on the flip side, you can do too much mobility, you can do too much stretching, and you can start to take away what makes them special and what gets them paid. That's not what we're trying to do. So here we're able to implement a lot of different isometric training modalities, whether it's mobility focus or strength focus, but that has been the overwhelming modalities that's been able to help drive improvement in our athletes. Now, for us to be able to understand why this is essential, we talked about looking at in-season training as a budget and looking at money as energy. So we need to make sure that that the why is there. We understand that we can still get better. It's always a good time to make money, save money, and invest it, just like training. We just need that at times we can do more of it and at times we can do less. During a season, less is usually more. We don't want to overdo it. We don't want to train as hard as we usually do in the off season, but we definitely want to ask ourselves, what do we need to improve? And then when we're asking, how do we do it from an overall standpoint, this is definitely very nuanced by case by case basis. But for youth and high school athletes, you can start with strength. Are you strong enough? And then with professional athletes, you can start off, do you have enough range of motion? And do you have enough access to your joints to be successful? You could have spent your time anywhere else, but you chose to spend it here with us at PPP, and we're grateful that you invest your time with us. We hope that you found value. I hope you found value from today's episode, and I hope to spend more time with you in the future. Stay training, keep getting strong, keep building, and if you want to hear more from us, you can find us on Instagram at Prepare, Perform, Prosper, on All Things Podcast, PPP Performance and Physical Therapy Network. We will see you next week.